Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's been a hot minute since we talked about this, and I believe Erica is spilling over. We need to talk about Uber stories.
Ooh, Uber.
But not just, I mean, we call it Uber because Uber is the Kleenex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Uber was the first one, so it's become the verb.
It has.
Yeah, ooh, I'm going to Uber there, Uber.
And then you jump in a Lyft.
But it's still a Lyft 100 times out of 100.
You do? You're a Lyft girl?
Yeah, but they've been crummy lately, so oh, no. I actually did call an Uber yesterday.
What makes you a Lyft girl? I was going to ask this, if anyone is, what made you that?
Fun fact, Lyft has better background checks. That was several years ago that I was told that, but a female Lyft driver was like, as a woman, I would only ever ride Lyft.
I remember. Oh. I don't
and
remember.
And that's probably changed.
That's why I like Uber. It's a little
dangerous.
Right? Yeah. You never know what's gonna happen.
It's a little spicy in the car. Somebody had a discount. Like somebody, I think I had a. I was dating somebody who had Uber Pink. I'm sorry, Lyft Pink.
So you just.
We got wicked deals. On
yeah, that's
so
pretty
it's like
cool.
Lyft sometimes has the things. So here's what we want though. We want you to tell us, like the weird interactions, and it can be Uber, Lyft, or a cab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A Waymo.
Wow. A cab.
Oh my god, now Waymo. Has anybody ridden in one yet?
No, but I would. My sister has. It was fine for them, but you've heard the Waymo stories where like the doors don't unlock and the car keeps circling the airport.
Yep.
And you're just stuck in it?
Yes. And then you go to like call customer service and you're like, I'm stuck.
Wait, you can't jump into the front and stop. Like if it's just got you, it's got you?
Yeah, I imagine so.
I think so. I think you have to call somebody is what I've heard too.
But
I
don't know that you dropped off at the airport for a flight.
But I don't think you can just override it because then you could steal it.
Yeah.
Mm. Or, I mean, I don't, who knows why, but there's several reasons.
I never thought, I thought the worst that would happen is it just kind of pulls over and strands you and then you just call an Uber. But like.
No, think of, why would it pull over and strand you?
Because sometimes they just get freaked out. Like the one got stuck in like a Chick-fil-A line.
Oh my gosh, oh my yes, God. That's right.
And it was just like, it backed up all the cars and nobody got their chicken that day.
No.
Yeah, what? It was just like a horrifying
that's
Waymo.
That's a
tragedy.
Was like,
technology, no.
But like, to imagine like, oh, there's a Southwest case. Oh, we're going, okay. Yep. And then
why
circles back
are we
around.
Still going?
My sister-in-law took one to the airport and she was able to get out. But for some reason, it got stuck at the airport. So it just charged her for like hours and hours.
No.
But she was able to call and
listen,
get it.
I was out of the car 3 hours ago,
she was
bro.
Like, it's not my fault the car's still there. I'm
in a new city. Yeah.
What if it drove away with your luggage? Like you get out, it's like, and you're like, what?
Maybe you hold on tight to your luggage if you're in a Waymo.
If you're in a Waymo, okay. I know you have some sort of Uber / Lyft story. What happened?
I do. Yesterday, my fiance and I get into an Uber. We have about a 30-minute drive, which I hate traffic. And first song plays. That's totally fine. It's like an older man. And I don't know how much like
older
English
man singing
he spoke,
or older man
no,
driving.
No. Okay. He's just driving us.
Okay.
And the second song plays. And I'm like, we must not be listening to the radio because that is kind of the same artist. It was a Black Eyed Peas song. Oh. Into Big Girls Don't Cry by Fergie. Oh. Into London Bridge, perhaps. So we were just on like a Fergie shuffle. Na,
na, na, na. Oh, yeah. That sounds like a great Uber.
I was like, I'm just
every time you come around, like that's a vibe. Then,
yeah. This comes on and I'm like, that last song was Black Eyed Peas because it was a let's get it started hot, you know, and I start thinking like, oh man, this is a good one to play at a wedding, right?
Are you engaged?
Oh my god, what?
What?
And then it goes into Big Girls
Hold
Don't
on. hold on. We have to start a thing. We have to have a tick mark somewhere in the studio, like at least per day, if not per week, of how many times. Yes, exactly. It's that how many days it's been since an accident. There's like how many times we've turned the mics on without Erica mentioning that she's engaged. That has to happen. Sorry. Lovely. So then.
It was just Fergie the whole way home. And I so badly wanted to say, are you a big Fergie fan? But I didn't want to offend him.
How would it offend him, man? You're knee deep in it.
Or I should have just started karaokeing. I don't actually know the words.
Can he play this one?
Yes.
Shut up. For real.
It was like six in a row. It was our whole drive. And I didn't have the heart to say it. Like, I wanted to like text my fiance next to me and be like, are you hearing this? So it wasn't a fail. And I hope that that man is well.
I think it's a new isn't there like Silent Ride and then there's the Fergalicious ride?
I would never. It's like the Fergie ride.
I toggled Fergalicious. You're so right.
All right. So if you've had maybe that weird or maybe even weirder version of an Uber ride, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
My wildest one is it was one of those rainstorms where there's the flash flooding, like it's pouring so hard that the streets are just flooding. And we had to take an Uber. I was with my entire family. So we all get in the car. My parents have never taken an Uber before. This is their first experience. And this guy has clearly never driven in this type of weather before
either. Oh my God.
So as we got over these huge, like not even puddles, like the flooding part, he would let off the gas.
What?
Instead of, you gotta go through. But he would just like kind
of. He was
like,
afraid of hydroplaning or something.
So instead, he would just, we kind of like float once we got just on every single big, like, and another one coming. Like, he let off and we're all like, you got to just hit the gas. You got to keep going. That was very stressful.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. There is actually nothing worse than being in an Uber during a storm like that. Because you have no control.
None. Yeah. And you can't. It's not like it's your significant other where you can go, hey, maybe we get off this road. You're just like, you're at the mercy of them. Uh-huh. And when they're clearly a terrible driver.
Well, not even if they're a terrible driver, except for in.
He was. And no matter how many times I begged him, he wouldn't play my Black Eyed Peas CD.
Dude, I don't want to just do music ones, but like I got in an Uber and there was just like regular music on or whatever. And the kid driving was like, do you like rap? And I was like,
was it his own?
I'm like, yeah, sure. I like all kinds of music or whatever. And he's like, well, I rap.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, okay, well, he's going to play his song. So just deal with it. It's fine.
Yeah.
So he hits play and it's Jimi Hendrix. And I'm like, okay. So he's like,
he was just telling me he raps.
He cranked it. And then freestyled.
No! That's so much worse!
It would have been so much better if it was pre-recorded. And it was just real F the police kind of like. It was.
Vulgar.
Super vulgar. And this is like a 90-pound soaking wet little white kid just.
Getting after it.
He's the epitome of do you want to hear my mixtape?
Yeah.
A live performance.
Yes.
And did you bring him to the next live?
No, I shoulder rolled out of his car. All right. If you've had a terrible experience with an Uber, we'd love to hear what it was. 303-222-5423.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So inspired by the recent events of a Fergie concert breaking out.
I'm so jealous. Like, yeah. That sounds so great.
Like, we're going to hear stories of tragedy and whatever, and you're complaining.
I wasn't complaining. It
For
was
delicious definition.
Bizarre.
Yeah, right.
Right.
You're right.
I guess.
And it just felt, you know, like 6 p.m. on a random weekday. Like, and we're just going full Fergie.
Why not?
Going full Fergie. I forgot to mention, I know, Aaron, you have one, but like, I remember I took Noah to Post Malone one time and we're on the way and like the Uber driver's like, here's the problem. My account got set up by Uber when Uber first came here. So I didn't pay at first and I've never changed it.
Okay. So it's your
it's
name.
Under Slacker.
Okay. That's not. So that's why the guy rapped for you.
Probably.
Yeah.
But this other dude is just like, hey, you ever done MDMA? And I'm like, no, I haven't. And this is my son.
Right.
And then he's like, well, I went through a lot in the war, so I get medical grade MDMA. And I'm just like,
and he's
that's
trying
awesome.
To sell it to you?
No, he's just talking about it. And then he looks at my son and he's like, I also did some time in prison. Are you a good kid? And I was
my
like,
gosh,
I'd like this to be is out of close enough to Ball Arena. You can just drop us here. Yeah. It's like, it's the middle of I-25. I'm like, yeah, I know.
I'm good.
This feels like a great spot to get out of the car.
I had a similar one where the guy, I'm the type, I don't mind, I'll sit in the front seat, whatever.
That is so weird to
when
me.
When you're alone?
Yeah.
That is so weird.
Too, yeah.
I don't even think the drivers want you
you're
there.
Not their friend.
It depends on the situation, whatever. And the guy was going on saying how he was let go from his last job because of like back injuries. He was a delivery driver and they didn't want him driving because it was like a liability. And I was like, here you are driving me. Thanks.
And look at you now. Interesting.
Gregory?
Yai.
Uber.
I used to be an Uber driver in Dallas. I was actually one of Lyft's first drivers in Dallas.
Ooh.
I used to sling weed and joints to my passengers.
Shut
Wait, so you're the bad Uber driver.
Bad?
Bizarre.
I asked my clients.
So how did you approach him? Were you just like, are you looking to party tonight? Or?
Oh, no, there's a whole art and science to it. You just got to be the good salesman and see who's the kind of stereotype, who's walking up to you, like a group of young kids. And you just like kind of blow into the weed.
The group of young kids is the perfect time to do it.
Sorry, I was at the elementary school.
Gosh.
What are you talking? Like, okay, thank you. Bye. Genevieve.
Yai.
Uber, what happened?
So I called an Uber, said it was like 2 minutes away. So I ran downstairs and I'm standing there and it's not coming. The app says it hasn't moved at all. So after like 10 minutes, she finally shows up. She's eating an ice cream cone. She was in the drive-thru that entire time.
Oh. And like one-handed, like.
She could have offered to get you something.
Yeah.
That's what I would have offered.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.